With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Kremlin warns that Washington's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles would stoke the war and escalate international tensions. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielius Landsbergis says he hopes allowing the use of long-range missiles is just the beginning as Ukraine struggles to defend itself.
In principle, that is a good decision. I'm happy that it's finally made. It is unfortunate that so many arguments have been used in the past. Why it is not possible that the targets have been moved, that, you know, it's not needed, and so on and so forth. And now suddenly the impossible becomes possible. So I hope that other things that are currently possible, such as security guarantees for Ukraine, that it also becomes possible, you know, rather sooner than later.
The policy shift adds uncertainty as the war on Tuesday marks its 1,000th day since Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Economy carrier Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy as a way to handle its debt and keep the airline operating.
Probably the most anticipated bankruptcy filing in quite a while. This is a company that's been in trouble, not made money since before the pandemic. They filed what's called a prepackaged bankruptcy. They're going to try and stay in business. They're telling customers, hey, go ahead and book flights and use your frequent flyer points like you normally would, and we'll keep paying the employees. They will reorganize and come out as a new company that's going to be owned largely by the people who hold its debt.
Correspondent David Koenig reporting. The U.S. government's automobile safety ratings will get a major update starting with the 2026 model year, when regulators add new driver assistance technologies and tests. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 55 points. This is SRN News. Wanted posters have been plastered all over one U.S. school.
They bear the images of Jewish faculty members at the University of Rochester and accuse them of, quote, having ties to Israel and other things. Pro-Palestinian groups are suspected of placing the posters, and school officials are denouncing the action. University President Sarah Mangelsdorf says, quote, this act is disturbing, divisive, and intimidating and runs counter to our values as a university. We condemn this act, and we consider it to be anti-Semitic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, the president vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on these issues. This is SRN News. Increased logging proposed on federal lands across the Pacific Northwest.
This would come under changes to a sweeping forest management plan that's been in place for three decades. The proposal would overhaul the Northwest Forest Plan that governs about 36,000 square miles of U.S. Forest Service land in Oregon, Washington, and California. That plan was adopted in 1994 as part of efforts to curb logging practices that resulted in widespread clear cutting across the region. Officials say worsening wildfires mean that forests must be more actively managed to increase their resiliency. John Scott reporting.
The volume and value of America's commercial fishing industry both fell, according to a newly released federal figure, though members of the industry said the decline was to be expected following a spike in supply. It was part of NOAA's Fisheries of the U.S. report. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.